Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dreams Unlimited Travel Podcast. My name is John Magi, and I'll be your host this week. And for this episode, we're going to be talking about sandals and beaches, all-inclusive vacations. I'm very excited about this. We're joined this week by our panel of experts, agent consultant, Royal Caribbean Cruise Line expert, Tracy Heinrichs.
Hi, everyone.
Client services manager, Adventures by Disney expert, Kevin Close.
Hello.
That was weird.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
Excellent. Much better. Dreams Unlimited travel agent and sandals and beaches expert, Janet Kazmierczak.
Hi.
And back in our production facility, we have our crack production team, associate producer, Ryan O'Clavin.
Hello.
He was going to go too early on it. And producer, Craig Williams.
Hi, everyone.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you guys for joining us.
I think that people would like to know that we actually practice that.
We do. Three or four times before each show, we go around the room. So one of the things I want to talk about a little bit before we get started and jump right into this conversation is, why are we talking about sandals and beaches? Well, on our very first Dreams Unlimited Travel podcast, I mentioned that as we brought on new agents into the company, one of the things we wanted to do was expand the products that we sell, the destinations that we sell. And part of that came about from the agents themselves who have a passion for these new products and these new destinations. And we wanted them to be able to shine in what they not only loved to personally go on vacation, but also what they like to sell as well. And a few years ago, Janet came to me and said she'd really like to start selling sandals and beaches vacations. So we started putting that into practice with Dreams Unlimited Travel and get our systems and our processes in place. Jump ahead to last year. Every year, Dreams Unlimited Travel has a FAM. We invite all of our agents for a conference, basically a week-long conference, where we share ideas and we talk about what's new and where we are, what has happened in the past year and where we're going to go in the future. And I asked agents to share some information with the other agents. I said, listen, you guys come in, tell us about your expertise, tell us about some of the things you're excited about it. And Jana stepped up and talked to everybody about sandals and beaches. And I thought that that conversation was really great. Not only was it great for people to learn about this new product, it actually got me excited. I am not a beach vacation person. This is not my idea of a fun vacation. However, the way she described it sounded really great and made me want to try it. So we're very happy to have Jana with us, who's going to talk about sandals and beaches and give us as much information on that as possible to help you make a decision about booking that vacation. But let's start with a little bit. We want to find out, Jana, your personal experience with the all-inclusive vacations. What have you done? Where have you been? That type of stuff.
Okay. Well, I had actually started selling sandals before I visited them. And so, of course, the best way to experience sandals is to go. So we decided to go, and we went to Jamaica. And I visited three different resorts and were able to stay many nights there in Jamaica. It's pretty cool going into Jamaica the first time because if you haven't, with the just the different cultures and everything. And Sandals has a very nice lounge there that you can rest in. And then they take your luggage and head you over to the shuttle buses, and then they take you to the resort. So once at the resorts, we went to, the first one that we visited was in Montego Bay. Beautiful, beautiful, right there, very short to the airport. So it's only a 5 to 10 minute ride. And the staff is wonderful. And what's so nice about sandals, there's no tipping. So that was our first experience. And we thought, this is kind of neat. You know, I think we like it. We stayed there for several nights, got to enjoy the beautiful sand beaches. And then we were able to go to Ocho Rios. And that's a totally different looking, as it's more lush. It has more of a tropical, the beautiful plants and everything. So it was just a different feel at that one as well. So then when we came home, we decided, yeah, that's definitely what we want to focus on.
Now, I've been to Jamaica on a cruise, and pretty much when you go on a cruise line, you sort of stop at that port and you can't sort of leave that port. There's a couple of options where you can go to
Dunge River Falls
and things like that. So Jamaica never really appealed to me until I saw some of these pictures.
Yes.
So, I mean, it really looks like a completely different experience.
It is.
Tell us about Sandals and Beaches in general. How many resorts do they have? Where are they located? Where can people vacation?
Okay. Well, Sandals, first of all, let's start. Sandals is adults only. Anyone 18 and older can visit Sandals. They have 7 resorts in Jamaica. They also have 1 in Antigua and 3 in St. Lucia. They have 2 in the Bahamas and also 1 in Grenada. And then their newest one is in Barbados. So they're starting to spread out a little bit more than just the traditional Jamaican vacations.
Is Sandals adult only or couples only?
It's adult only.
Okay. Because there was a time where it was couples, right?
Couples only. But yes, there are more than just couples there. Yes. When you're there, it's got a lot of different benefits. There's gourmet dining. So a lot of foodies like to go there because of all the different restaurants that are there. Of course, all their entertainment's included. That was one of the things that was neat. There was a steel drum band when we were there, and they were amazing playing. And then there's lots of water sports and land sports and all that stuff that are included as well.
These are truly all-inclusive vacations.
Yes, they are.
We allude to the fact that cruises are sort of an all-inclusive vacation. There's always something that's more money.
Yes.
Shore excursions, if you want to do these things that Sandals offers up for free, you have to pay for those. So this is really, and they don't even take money, right? They don't take
Right. There's cash. No money. It's cashless. You pay your one price and that's it. Now, if you do want to go off property and do an excursion like Dunn's River Falls, then that would be extra. But other than that, everything is included once you're on the resort.
What makes Sandals different than other all-inclusive?
I think the level of service.
Right.
And the extras, the things like no tipping, that's a big part because you go to these other resorts and they'll nickel and dime you with you know, if you want to go scuba diving, you have to pay extra right. for that. If you want to do this, you have to pay extra.
And at other all-inclusive resorts, how's the dining? You know, the gourmet dining. You talked about gourmet dining at Sandals.
Right.
And, you know, so with other all-inclusive, I know they have like a la carte or you may have to pay extra for dining.
Correct. Right. And Sandals, they do. They have many different restaurants on property. So you may be at Ocho Rios where there are 10 restaurants there on property, whereas at other all-inclusives, you may have one to choose right. from.
I have a question to go back a little bit. I've never done one of these, so mm-hmm. I'm learning. When you talked at first, you said you spent a couple of nights here and a couple of nights there.
Yes.
Is that because you're a travel agent or trying them out? Or if I was going to book one of these, could I book a couple of nights at this one and a couple of nights at that one?
You can, yes. You can do them how you want. I did it that way because of being a travel agent and wanting to experience more than just one property. Actually, in Montego Bay, there's 3 resorts. And if you stay at one, you can actually dine at all 3 of them.
Oh, so it opens up even more restaurants and entertainment and activities. And,
yes.
Okay.
How do you get from resort to resort?
They have a shuttle. Okay. Sandals offers a shuttle.
You talked about the all-inclusive. Of course, for a lot of people, that means alcohol.
Yes.
But with Sandals, you're talking top shelf
yes,
stuff, right?
Top shelf. Yes.
You're not talking about the watered down.
No. No, it is top shelf. No, it's top shelf, and it's all you care to drink.
Let's go back to that slide that talks about that lists all the all-inclusive stuff. So, you mentioned gourmet dining. Tracy just mentioned the good drinks.
Yes.
Entertainment. water sports, land sports, free Wi-Fi. What happens? You just go and just do whatever you want,
whenever you want.
Or
yes.
do you have to schedule this stuff? Do you have to tell them?
Some of it is scheduled. For example, scuba diving. Scuba diving is free if you're certified. If you are not certified, they do offer a certification course, and it is $99 to take the certification course. But then after that, it's free dives.
And all the equipment's included.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Is there anything you would expect to pay for? You know, I know it's all inclusive. So we talked about excursions. You go to Dunn's River, you're going to pay for that.
Right.
Do any of these resorts have golf options?
They do. Golf is free, but it is walking.
Okay.
So if you
wanted a ride on cart,
yes,
you would pay for that.
A ride on cart or rent the golf clubs.
Okay.
Those are additional.
Okay.
But the green fees are free.
But that would be an interesting vacation for a couple, especially, you know, if you have a golfer. Because,
yes.
you know, if both people in the couple are not golfing, you've got all these other options. And are there spas and stuff?
There are spas, and the spas are additional as well. Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent. So you talk about an adult-only vacation. You're not talking about nude resorts, right? We're talking about couples go.
Correct. It is couples, but Sandals Royal Caribbean does have a topless. They have a private island, and on the private island, part of the beach is topless. Yes.
So that may be more regional based on area. Like in some areas, it may be more popular.
Correct.
To have a topless beach or an adult beach.
But where the beach is located, if you're at the regular resort, you cannot see.
Okay.
Because it is on a private island.
If you are someone who's going who may be not part of a couple, but friends going who are over 18, would you feel uncomfortable going to Sandals?
I don't think so. There's all different kinds of couples that are there. So I don't think that would be a problem.
I think there was a time you would.
Yes.
I know many, many years ago when I first started selling travel, it was couples.
Right.
And that people maybe, you know, all, you know, 20-year-olds or something like that traveling together felt uncomfortable because it was more of a romantic vacation.
I think the level of the product and the price point of the product, it's probably not where most of your 20-somethings would look to go first.
Right.
So I think it kind of lends itself to more of a, you know, it kind of lends itself more to couples.
Naturally, that is true.
I think.
Yes.
I don't think your 19-year-olds out of college are going to think, hey, we got to go to Sandals.
Right.
People of a certain time in their life when they can afford
right.
to travel.
Right. Exactly.
They want to travel together.
Young working couples or young working friends. I could see that, you know, like a, you know, a group of girls from the office kind of thing.
Right.
I could see that kind of thing. I think the product probably lends itself more to that.
Yes, because remember the bedding is queen size beds or king size beds.
Right.
So,
yeah, you're not getting twin beds in these rooms.
No.
So,
is there an option for a cot or a
No,
sofa?
No, not at Sandals.
Okay. No. These were designed for couples,
yes.
really. And they still kind of have that in mind. And for the most part, I don't think there's triple and quad occupancy
no,
either.
No, there's not. It's all double. Yes.
But I'm telling you, like, doesn't the idea of vacationing somewhere where there's nobody under 18 appeal to you just a little as people without kids now under 18?
And I have kids and it appeals to me.
Maybe more so.
Yes.
I guess I don't look at it that way. I mean,
I don't mind kids, to be honest with you, but I'm not responsible for them either.
There are things that I want to do that I want to there not be kids there for, like, you know, they might be want to have a vacation. No,
well, do tell. You know,
like want to make, have a meal.
Right.
And prefer not to have children around. But I think for the most part, I wouldn't mind them.
I think you're also not, you and Kevin are not going to be hanging out at the pool.
That is
so if you're hanging out at the pool reading a book, you're not going to be bothered by the seven under 8-year-olds who are cannonballing beside you.
And what I will say this about this is when we do go to Aulani, we hang out at the adult pool.
Isn't that funny? It's the only place I go where I go to the beach and hang out at the pool. Of everywhere I vacation, that's the only place I actually do it. I got to say, all-inclusive is not, I've been in the industry a long time, so I've been to some, I've toured some, and it's never been my way of vacationing. I'm not a beach person.
Right.
The idea of being at a resort and not really, I like to see, I like to do, it's one of the reasons I like cruising so much. But Sandals and Beaches is the only all-inclusive Chris and I are considering.
I've actually heard nightmare stories about some all-inclusive, not Sandals and Beaches, but where like you're locked in. Like you cannot go outside the walls of the compound.
And you can, but you shouldn't, maybe.
Because of the area that
because of the
in.
Areas.
Well, that's not, in my opinion, that's not conducive to relaxing, you know?
Right. Right. And that's true in some. And that can be, I mean, I think that's a regional thing, depending on where you are and stuff like that. The other thing is, you hear a lot about other all-inclusives. You know, I remember years ago when we used to sell Cuba, if you were under a certain star level, where I'm from, we could sell Cuba for years.
Old are you?
No, because we actually are able to, have been able to go to Cuba all along. But when I would sell those vacations or even some places in Mexico, if it was under a certain level of stars, you would have to have clients sign for it.
Right.
Like you would have to say, you realize I'm not
stars
necessarily.
Stars meaning the rating of
a
resort.
Right, sure. And the ratings wouldn't be the same. Like I would think Sandals and Beaches is really using a North American rating. So if I saw a 5-star at a Sandals, I would trust that to be a 5-star. Whereas some places you go to an all-inclusive, if it says 5, it'd probably be 3.5 at North American standards. So there's a lot of variety out there in all-inclusives.
That's Canadian stars.
Those are Canadian stars.
Like they're not worth as much.
But
the exchange rate on Canadian stars.
There was one resort that we used to sell people to, send people to, and we used to tell them to pack their own toilet paper because you only got a roll a week.
Oh,
I mean, there's
man.
A lot of horror stories out there about all-inclusives. And that's why, you know, when we were talking about Jana wanting to sell Sandals and Beaches, is that we really – I think as a company, John really likes to bring on things that fit with our client base.
Yes.
So it really has to be something that, you know, what we talk
behind.
About Royal Caribbean being a good alternative to Disney Cruise Line. It's the same idea as this. We have a lot of families in our client base. Maybe they're looking for something different with the beaches resorts. We haven't gotten to those yet. And we also have families where the kids have grown and gone and mom and dad are looking for something to do, which lends themselves to a Sandals.
That's a good segue. Let's talk a little bit about beaches and the difference between the two resorts and what they have to offer.
Okay, well, beaches is for families. Basically, anyone will feel comfortable there. It's great for multi-generations. So grandparents taking, you know, the grandchildren, the families there. Mm-hmm. Great for family reunions. Beaches has a lot to offer. Now, they offer a lot of the same stuff that Sandals does. They have two resorts in Jamaica and then one in Turks and Caicos. The two in Jamaica are located in Ocho Rios and Negril. And they are definitely kid-friendly with water parks and kid camps, and they've got Sesame Street characters there. They also offer the scuba diving, but what's really cool is they have an Xbox Play Lounge, and I know a lot of the dads are very interested in that as well as the kids, because they enjoy also the gaming. So they can, and it's open to everyone. It's not just kids at the Xbox Game Lounge. They also have a Scratch where you can learn to use turntables and
DJ.
Yeah, like DJing.
I didn't know where she was going with Scratch.
I thought it was like a lottery room where you can like scratch your
feet. Yeah, there you go. But then, of course, they also have the spas and nightly entertainment and lots of things for kids to do there as well.
Show some of the other pictures that we have from beaches. You talked about the Sesame Street characters.
Yeah, and what's cool about the Sesame Street characters is you can actually have one of the characters come and tuck the kids in at night and read a story to them. So they're, you know, they're pretty all around.
Tickle Me Inappropriately Elmo comes
yes,
to your
exactly.
house.
Would they have kids programs similar to what a cruise line would? You know, where they have like the kids club where they would sign in for a little bit of time. And is it like Sandals where it's all included?
Yes, it's all included. And yeah, they have the wonderful supervised kids camp where it's, you know, off to the side. And then they also do activities with the children around the resort.
So the tucking in thing is included as well? Or is that extra?
That I think might be a little extra. But if it is, it's not a lot extra.
Yeah. Like we talked about Royal Caribbean, and we said that, you know, those things that we say are extra cost are really minimal.
Right.
That's what you're talking about here.
Yes.
So you talked about the kids clubs. You talked about things like watercrafts and things like that. How do they handle that with the kids? Is there a age limit on that?
There is. To drive the like jet skis, you have to be 16, at least 16. And then the others, of course, parents, it's under parent supervision. They can't just go off and do it on their own.
There are age limits for the kids clubs. Do they take, like, for example, infants, if somebody was there with under threes, or, you know, are they saying by the time you're 17, you're not in the kids club anymore?
Yeah, there are age limits on it.
Yeah.
And I do believe it is under three, but they do have sitting service.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So similar to a cruise, like the Disney Cruise Line has the nursery services for the infants where it is a fee as well.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about the rooms at beaches. Now, assuming that these do have
quad
sleeping four people, three and four. What about five to a room?
Yes, depending on which resort you go to. Beaches, Turks, and Caicos actually has lots of suites. They have condos there that can sleep up to, I believe it is, 16 people. They have lots. And that's what's great for the multi-generational families, because they like to go and get these larger rooms,
suites. I think that's what our friends Roger and Kathy did. I don't know if it was the Sandals and Beaches, but they went to an all-inclusive where they got a condo, and it was the kids and the kids' friends. They had a great time
because
everybody stayed together.
Yep.
So pricing, I assume, is per person?
Yes, it is.
So kind of like a cruise, it becomes less third, fourth, fifth person in a room? Or is it all the same price?
It's usually becomes a little less, yes.
Excellent.
So there would still be, it's not like you're just paying for a room and everybody's included, obviously, because there's expenses involved with the more people and stuff.
What are the meal options at some place like beaches? Are we talking about kid-friendly meals only? Oh, yes. Or are we talking about adult?
No, they have gourmet dining at these as well. You can find anything from hot dogs to, of course, lobster, just about anything there.
Can you eat all the time, or do you have to eat at special times?
No, eat all the time. Restaurants are always open.
Wow.
And there's also...
lose money on me.
Yeah. There's also snack shops available and that type as well.
So would beaches be... we talk about all-inclusive, but it would be the same thing with the alcohol. I keep going back to the alcohol. I don't even drink, yes. But I keep talking about alcohol.
sounds like you might want one.
I know. It sounds like it a little bit. But so same thing. You know, alcohol is included for the kids. Like, would they have like specialty drinks? Or
they do.
Know,
they do the specialty drinks.
They get a little less alcohol.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Craig, does this sound like something that you and Kylie might like to do? Like an all-inclusive?
Beaches?
Yeah.
Not quite
not
yet.
Beaches, but sandals.
Sandals? Honestly, yeah. I kind of fit that demographic where I am young working and I like to drink a lot on vacation, especially whenever it can be done in a safe environment where I know I'm not driving anywhere. So something like this, it really speaks to me. You know, I don't know anything about the pricing, so maybe it doesn't, but if it was in my budget of what I can afford, then yeah, this is absolutely something that would be right up my alley.
We looked at some sample pricing before we started the show, and it's tough to do because it's very variant.
Yeah, there's so many different room categories at each resort, so many different resorts. But, you know, I would say from about $1,500 to $2,000 a person for double occupancy.
Yes.
You know, you'd be in the ballpark, sometimes less, sometimes a little bit more. I mean, and again, they have suites, as Jana had said. They've got concierge level. You can get into a butler suite, I'm assuming. Yes. So there's a lot of a variety. But it's like anything, you know, and a seasonality is mm-hmm. going to make a big difference as well. If you can only travel when the kids are available to travel, you're going to pay a premium.
One of the nice things, too, is these are all located in places where you can get to easily by plane.
Right.
And relatively inexpensive. You know, we're not talking about, you know, big bucks to get to Europe or someplace like that. People can get there fairly inexpensively.
And the great thing about them, too, is that you can book 5 nights if that's what works, or 7 nights or 10 nights.
Or 3 nights.
Or 3 nights.
Is it a 3-night minimum?
Yes, 3-night minimum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to commit to, like when you book a cruise, you know, you're booking a 7-night cruise.
Right.
That may not fit for everybody. Maybe you want a little bit less or a little bit more. I think it's a really viable option for people feel a little been there, done that about the cruising and the Disney vacations. And it really, I think, kind of lends itself to our clients.
I think what happens is you get the idea when you do a cruise, you think about a cruise being all-inclusive. And we talk about this on other shows. But this truly feels all-inclusive. And there's something that's appealing about that. The idea that you don't have to worry about a single thing. There's nothing to worry about. No money, no making reservations at dinner, no... You know, am I going to be able to get this particular thing? I think that's pretty cool.
I think so, too. And I think with the sandals and the beaches, with so much being included in the activities. So, you know, whereas a couple like Chris and I, we'd look at an all-inclusive and think, well, we'd never get the value out of that. We're not going to drink all day. We're not going to hang out at the beach all day. What else is there to do? When we started looking at these vacations, there's so much else to do that you still feel like you're getting value for the money you're paying. You don't necessarily have to use all of one, you know, option or service. And we'd certainly get our value out of the food.
Absolutely. Certainly. So one of the things that you actually specialize in is what they call wedding moons.
Yes.
Which I hate the name of. I think it's the dumbest thing, but I understand why. So talk a little bit about what that means and what you get and how that plays into one of these all-inclusive vacations.
Okay. Well, they're wedding moons. It's basically your wedding and your honeymoon altogether. So Sandals offers, and beaches, you can do it at either resort. So if you plan on family coming that have younger kids, it's of course recommended you do it at beaches. They offer a free wedding, and it's with a 3-night stay. So it's their Beautiful Beginnings weddings, and it includes a cake and the bridal bouquet and a boutonniere, and it's free. So
can
that's
you guys
really
jump
nice.
Ahead to the picture of the free cake? It's kind of amazed me because I thought, oh, yeah, you're going to get a cake. You're going to get a cupcake with a candle in it, maybe.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful cake. And those are actually the orchids that are the bridal bouquet, part of the bridal bouquet there. So, but it's free.
The decorations on the cake more?
Yes. You can add on. They have many different wedding packages.
Because this one's minimalistic.
Yeah, but this is a free one.
It is.
I mean, if
it's
you're
free.
Going for free.
But they do. They have as extravagant as you'd like it. You can have your wedding on the beach. You can have it in the gardens. Lots of different places where you can pick for your wedding to be. And it includes, this one I believe includes up to 8 guests and the reception as well.
So you call up and you say, I'm going to book this for my client and they want a free wedding.
Yes.
And that's just it. And they get it.
And what's nice about these is they have the wedding concierge. So the bride is going to get what she wants. It's not like this is the package. This is all I can do and I'm stuck with it. But if you want to add something on, you can add things on.
And so then the bride works directly with the wedding concierge.
That is correct. Yes.
Because yeah. I know even if I'm like on a cruise or something, somebody asks me about a wedding, I always put them in touch with the wedding planner. No bride wants a go-between.
Right.
For, you know, we take care of the travel details, but the bride really wants, they want to talk directly
to
the source and to get what they want and make their choices and their preferences.
And then once they get on resort, when they're there, they actually have a meeting with the bridal concierge, and she actually makes sure she has everything correct, make sure the time's correct and the flowers are correct, and they get to see where the location is. So they definitely take good care of
them. Do they offer alternative weddings?
That I'd have to check on. I'm not sure.
Probably not in Jamaica.
Not in Jamaica, yeah.
Jamaica's not real friendly to that.
No, but there are some islands that are, so we'd have to check on that, yes.
Cool. Go back to that slide. There's some other options in addition to the honeymoon. There was a retie the knot ceremony.
Yes, the retie the knot. It's your vow renewals, and it's $300 if you have a 3-night minimum stay, or if you have 5 or more rooms, it's free. And it's basically the same thing as the beautiful beginnings ceremony.
Can you go back to that slide for a second? I want to see what I'm test driving.
Oh, okay.
You're reading ahead.
I am.
Don't read ahead yet. We're still talking about retie the knot.
What am I test driving?
You can actually test drive your honeymoon. You can go to Sandals for 2 nights, and it's starting at $500 per night.
Some religions frown on that.
That's true.
You shouldn't test your honeymoon.
I know.
Go back to retie the knot. So this is kind of like the would-be the wedding ceremony, just you have to pay for it because it's not the wedding. So you get
correct.
The cake, you get the same kind of ceremony.
Yes, it's the
same thing.
It's pretty
good for $300 bucks.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things that's what's striking to me is we're so used to working with Disney. And first of all, free is not in the vocabulary.
I got married at Disney, and there was no talk of free or $300.
Did you get married actually in Disney or like on the road to Disney?
I got married in the wedding pavilion.
Wow, good for you.
I was married in the wedding pavilion.
You're still paying for that?
There was no free.
Is this why you live in Canada?
That's why. Yeah.
Because we've had people ask us about it and they get all excited and they want to get married at Disney and it's just so cost prohibitive.
Yes.
And I mean, the fact that with these guests now, all they're doing is paying for their vacation.
Right.
To attend the wedding. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So it's a good price also for your guests.
Could you just tell them it was a wedding? Because it sounds like the same thing as the wedding, and the wedding was free. I would just.
Well, why would you?
Well, why would you spend $300 and tell them to retie the knot?
Okay, there's a cheap and then there's cheap.
Yeah. I mean, like, really?
Well, if you're going to give them the wedding free, why is the re-wedding more expensive?
If it ever comes down to that you want to retie your knot there, I will lend you $300. Okay?
Not the point.
You heard it. You heard it.
Don't look at me like this. Yeah. Like you wouldn't do the same thing.
It's on tape.
Oh, yeah, this is our first wedding.
Yeah.
Please, I know you.
I think this is a great option for folks.
You know, it is.
I mean, especially somebody who doesn't have a lot of money, but wants to have the whole honeymoon thing there. So it seems great to me.
It's a wedding moon.
I know. I hate that word. The same way you hate staycation.
I do. I hate that word.
But when you look at the cost of having a wedding, look at the cost. If you were to have a wedding at home, I mean, Craig just went through it. Whatever, I don't know, thousands. Easy. Mm-hmm.
He has no idea.
Oh, I know.
He just was told to show up. She spent the money.
But if you look at the cost in this way, it's for people who that, you know, you've made that day a week,
right?
You know, you've made your wedding day a week, and chances are with family and friends, probably for a very similar price to what that day would have cost you.
Yes.
And my understanding is these are extremely popular.
Very,
very.
I mean, this is something that they're known for.
Yes.
Doing these honeymoons. All right, so let's go back to test drive the honeymoon. I don't know if I want to hear this, but tell us a little bit about that option.
Yeah, so if you decide you want, you're not real sure if you want a honeymoon there or not, you can go for 2 nights to experience it. Well, of course, your normal package is 3 nights or longer, so this is a nice way to figure out if you really like the Sandals or Beaches product.
And again, Kevin, I think you could lie and say you're thinking about having your honeymoon there and just do a 2-night.
There you go.
Not in Jamaica, yeah.
Is it an all-inclusive for those 2 nights?
It is.
So it's everything you
everything,
get?
It's everything. It's your normal. Everything's free. So it's your normal Sandals package.
Awesome.
So if after the end of the 2 nights, you decide after you've test driven your husband or fiance that you're not interested. So you can decide that, you know, maybe it's just going to be a girls' vacation.
Yes.
Because now sandals isn't just couples.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Excellent. Anything else we didn't talk about as far as the wedding moon that you want people to know?
Not that I can think of.
Did we get all the pictures up? Because the pictures are incredible. Probably not. Oh, there you go. Thanks for setting that table, Rhino.
And for the people who are listening to this, go see the pictures on our show notes page.
All the pictures will be on our show notes page.
Anything about sandals or beaches that we didn't touch upon that you'd like us to know?
Yeah, the butler service. That is one of the things that Sandals really likes to talk about is their butler service. They have trained butlers from the English Guild of Butlers. They have to go through rigorous training in order to become a butler there at Sandals. And people think, what do I need a butler for? I don't like butlers. I don't want anybody in my business. I don't want, you know, somebody there 24/7. A butler can be seen or not seen as much as you want them to. You are given a phone. The butler's there when you check in. They walk you through the check-in process. They get you to your room. They, if you want them to, they will unpack for you, or they will leave your suitcases where you tell them to. They can draw baths for you. They can, if you're sitting on the beach and you are thirsty and you want a drink, you would pick up your phone and call them, and they will bring you food or drinks down to the beach.
Kevin.
We have, there's a story of a couple.
You have a butler already.
There's a story of a couple that they liked having breakfast on their balcony every morning. So the butler would every morning show up with their breakfast, set it up for them on their balcony. Well, on their last night there, they were waiting for the butler to show up with their breakfast, and they were waiting.
Oh, I don't like where this is going.
And he didn't show up. So they got a call. And he had climbed up, used a ladder to their second story balcony, set the breakfast up for them to surprise them.
Oh, thank God.
I thought something happened to the butler. I was very worried about the butler.
No.
And then somebody told him he had been dead for 20 years.
Yeah, exactly.
So he climbed up outside.
So he climbed up a ladder with their food. And also, butlers are great for proposals, beach proposals. They can set up all kinds of fun, interesting, romantic for proposals as well.
So we talk about tipping being included. Is your butler tipping included? Like, this sounds to me like a tip position outside of the norm.
Yeah. Butlers, they do suggest a tipping for butlers.
Sure.
It's not required, but if you, if your
he's
butler
getting
has
out
gone
the ladder, he
beyond.
Deserves a tip.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I agree.
Bit. $2.
So that is the only tipping at Sandals.
What? I thought that was generous.
$2.
$2 a rung.
The only, tipping that for Sandals, they do, of course, the transportation drivers are not Sandals employees, so they suggest that you tip them, your butlers, and any spa services, so the their people at the spa.
Butlers at both Sandals and beaches?
Yes. Yes.
And this would be a certain suite level that you would book
That's
in
correct.
Order to get the butler service?
Yes.
Yeah, they're not coming on that two-night test drive?
No. They're not going to help you test drive your husband.
Oh, man.
Ma'am, go for the Forder.
All right. There you go.
Then there you have it.
Do you know that they don't want us there? They just don't.
And then that happened. All right. Anything else we want to cover, Jenna? Is there something we've missed?
And that's all I can think of.
Excellent.
That's it.
Great. Thank you very much. We appreciate your input on that. Thank you guys for helping out along the way.
How was it? Were you nervous?
Yes.
We're not Are you still
yet.
Nervous?
We're not
yes.
done yet.
Oh. There's more?
Yes.
Oh, go ahead, Jenna. Now the bad part comes.
No, not the bad part. For folks who have been watching the show, know that we like to end each week with what we're calling our agent spotlight. And this week we are going to highlight Deborah Lopez. Deborah lives in Colorado.
Where does she live?
Colorado. She has 2 children and 7 grandchildren.
Wow. I don't think I knew that.
I didn't either.
She has very few pictures of her grandchildren without a Disney character standing next to them. I thought that too when I first read it. I thought, you really want to tell that to people? Kind of mean. Deborah's been with Dreams Unlimited Travel for 12 years and has traveled to Disneyland more times than she can count. She's been to Walt Disney World over 15 visits, taking several cruises, 8 of which Disney Cruise Line, and has had an opportunity to spend a week at the beautiful Aulani Resort in Hawaii. One of Deborah's Deborah's favorite quotes is from Alice in Wonderland. Quote, I knew who I was this morning, but I've changed a few times since then. Deborah specializes in Disneyland, Alani, Disney Cruise Line, and Walt Disney World Resort vacations. If you're interested in any of those vacations, please write to Deborah. Her email address is Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, at dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. Excuse me. If you're interested in a Sandals and Beaches vacation, please write to Jana, J-A-N-A, at dreamsunlimitedtravel.com, or you can write to me directly and I'll make sure you get to Jana or one of our other Sandals and Beaches experts. And so that'll do it for this week and this episode. Thank you guys very much for participating. Thank you at home for listening and watching. We hope you have a great week and we hope you have a great vacation.